It's not over. It's not over. By the way, you'd think maybe a member or two of Congress might be interested in that, eh? There was one. I got a call in Washington, and excuse me, I was in London. I get a call from Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. And I get a call from Congresswoman McKinney. Frankly, I didn't know who she was, but what was interesting, she not only asked me about the report, she asked me, can you provide all the evidence? And over the next couple of weeks, she peppered me with like daily questions, 7-8 questions a day by email, by telephone. And she was doing all her, unusually, she does basically all her own research instead of just relying on, you know, idiot index cards from staff or something. And she was like grinding through this material. And she alone held special hearings here in Atlanta. And there's 600 pages of Perry Mason systematic cross-examination of the Choice Point executives where they confess to the whole rotten game. And the NAACP used my material and her material, sued Choice Point and the rest. And you haven't read that in the AJC, but that's okay. There's more Atlanta in this book. Actually, where John was mentioning my work here on Southern Company. You see, there's a whole new chapter in the new American edition of the book called California Reman, which is the real story of the power pirates. And everyone believes that the story is now done. We've got those bad guys, Enron. Well, it didn't start with Enron. It ain't finished with Enron, because it started back not in Houston. It started here in Atlanta in 1989, April of 1989. The senior vice president of a unit of Southern Company, Jake Horton, had informed the top brass here in Atlanta that he wasn't going to take the fall for the company's bribing officials, and he wasn't going to take the fall for monkey business with accounting and the sale of rocks as fuel to the public that were added onto your electric bills. So he said he's going to blow the whistle to the attorney general and the board of directors. So he borrowed the company plane. And 10 minutes after takeoff, kaboom. Now, I don't know what happened to Jake. I have no idea. The company said, the future CEO of the company, Dahlberg, said, poor Jake, I guess he saw no other way out. Nice guy. So I thought, this is worthy of a little investigation. I was doing this, as an investigator. Before I was an investigative reporter, I was an investigator of racketeering cases, and a racketeering case was being brought by some of your biggest law firms in Atlanta against the company in coordination with a consumer group. And we discovered something very interesting, also from IRS insiders, that the company was keeping two sets of books. This is the parent company, of course, of Georgia Power. And Georgia Power customers, you, were being charged for spare parts for power plants that weren't actually used, phantom parts. And they were added into your electric bill. In fact, I have in the book, one nice thing about these accountants, that unlike, car thieves or something, who just want to get rid of the evidence, accountants have to keep records. So Southern Company carefully kept records of all the amounts of all the parts that they were stealing and charging to you, all the fake parts. So they had two sets of records. This is a multi-billion dollar corporation, right? So they had one set of records which they showed to the utility commission here and the IRS, and another set of records that they kept in the trunk of the car of the company's senior vice president for accounting. You know, a very interesting accounting method, the back of the car method. And I have some of those documents, also marked confidential. They're right in the book, carefully listing all the amounts that they were taking out of your pockets. Now, I thought, innocent, that I was a younger man, and I thought, hey, ain't that illegal? And in fact, it looked to me so. And in fact, the grand jury thought so too here in Atlanta and was about to indict them. When under a special provision of the racketeering laws of America, the Justice Department, especially at the particular suggestion of a guy named Griffin Bell. Is he out of jail still? I can't remember. Griffin Bell, the Bush senior Justice Department prevented and quashed the indictment of Southern Company and its Georgia Power operation. And now that was done on the grounds that while their accounting systems kept in the trunk of the car of the senior vice president of the, or a vice president of the company, and the charging for parts that they didn't use, millions of dollars, maybe a bit unusual, but it was approved by that upstanding accounting firm, Arthur Andersen. And that was the beginning. That's where Enron started, because after that, yes, Southern Company made a decision. It could change its ways to conform to the law, or it could change the law to conform to its ways. And it was the second method which prevailed. And that is the beginning of what we call deregulation. Yes, they had apparently violated all the rules of what's called the Uniform System of Accounts, so they simply threw away the Uniform System of Accounts. And that created Southern Company, Enron, WorldCom, Global Crossing, which gave $13 million in stock to George Herbert Walker Bush for a single speech he gave. Which had nothing to do, I'm sure, with him throwing away the accounting rules for them. So, and now today, so it's all over because they say Enron, big bad Enron is gone, and what we have today is the biggest power company on this planet, marauding in everywhere from Brazil to England to Georgia is Southern Company, which is now the biggest power operator on this planet.